National Movement Senator Frederick McAlpine has committed domestic abuse against his wife. The press got the opportunity to clarify the matter with McAlpine and his wife Glenys moments after today's Senate session. The McAlpines adamantly deny those claims.
But I see something in the tabloid today that speaks about my wife that I think is despicable. It is nasty and it is unwanted. She's my wife. I have children, and I am disappointed, extremely disappointed, because whoever the writer is, maybe he's never had a mother, maybe he's never had a sister, maybe he's never had a wife. But I respect my wife, and I stand by my wife. I'm a political figure. I don't know if it's coming from within or without, but I'm going to continue to do what I do, which is to continue to stand up to the opposition in this country, continue to support my government, support my leader, and continue to be a decent citizen, one who loves the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
My husband is a very loving person, and I will be the first to vouch for that. But like he said, I understand, because this isn't the first time that I've been in the public's eye. And I've always remember being told from my first exposure to public life that whenever there's negative feedback, not to touch it. So I try to stay away from it as much as I can and recognize that we will be attacked. And we are constantly under attack. But I try to stay away from it as much as I can and continue living my life.
Now, Senator McAlpine expressed his surprise that the media would approach him moments after this morning's Senate session on this matter. As a Grand Bahama-based religious leader, the senator says he preaches against any form of domestic abuse, and he doesn't understand why someone would levy such allegations against him and his wife.
There's been no physical violence, and neither has my wife caught me in any compromised position, and neither have I ever caught her in any compromised position. We've had rumors of people moving people's toilet, people under alleged rape, people who have been caught in scandalous positions, and never have I seen Cable 12, ZNS, every radio station. I thank you for this coverage, and I tell you, God must be got something good for me. Whatever he has for me, I look forward to receiving it, and I want to thank you very much.
I would like to thank you for this opportunity, because other than this, sometimes people never hear our voice, which is there is no truth to it. And I would like to thank those out there who continue to encourage us and support us, because we are good people. We would like to continue living our lives and, you know, try to help enrich the lives of other people as well.
Shifting gears now.